It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today, it's the end of two wrestling eras. On Sunday, July 31st in Nashville, Tennessee, legendary professional wrestler Ric Woo Flair will take to the squared circle for the final match of his lengthy career. At least that's what he says. And Flair is no spring chicken. He's aged 73. The 16-time former World Heavyweight Champion will be wearing a brand new custom-made robe. And there is no doubt that Rick the Nature Boy Flair will be doing his signature styling and profiling strut as he climbs into the ring for the final time after more than 40 years in professional wrestling. Woo! Did I mention that Ric Flair is 73 years old? Flair will be tag team partnered with his son-in-law, a wrestler by the name of Andre El Idolo. They will be taking on Flair's longtime foe, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. That's J-E-F-F-J-A-R-R-E-T, Jarrett. And his partner, a sinister wrestler named Jay Lethal. Now, Jeff Jarrett is only 55 years old, so both of these senior grapplers will probably rely heavily on their younger tag team partners in this Sunday's match. The Nashville Auditorium has 9,000 seats. We're going to be filled with nostalgic wrestling fans wanting their one last chance to see Ric Flair in action. With ticket prices ranging from $40 to $90 at the Nashville Auditorium for Sunday, Ric Flair's appearance will translate into a nifty paid gate worth more than $500,000.
Yes!
In case you're not a fan of professional wrestling, Ric Flair was the primary force who helped to launch Ted Turner's World Championship Wrestling Group during the late 1980s. WCW would become a thorn in the side of wrestling's then King of the Ring, Vince McMahon, and his World Wrestling Federation, or the WWF. Now, Vince McMahon's father helped to start the predecessor of the WWF back in the 1950s under the name of Capital Wrestling Corporation. He was concentrating on a territory of major cities around the Northeast, and the Capital Wrestling Corporation eventually became known as the Worldwide Wrestling Federation, or WWWF, in 1963. That new organization made national stars out of wrestlers such as Bruno Sammartino and Bob Backlund and Gorilla Monsoon. Remember him? In 1982, Vince's son, Vince McMahon Jr., purchased his father's interest in the wrestling company. The son then rebranded it as World Wrestling Federation, or the WWF. Vince McMahon Jr. was able to place his professional wrestling group on a national television cable network. By poaching some of the top talent away from many of the regional wrestling companies around the country, Vince McMahon's new WWF forced many of those competitors out of business by the middle 1980s. Vince McMahon's first Super Bowl of wrestling started in 1985 with the very first WrestleMania program held in New York City's Madison Square Garden. With a sold-out local arena and 1 million viewers via pay-per-view cable television, the financial success of the first WrestleMania production helped to solidify the WWF as a national powerhouse. As the WWF continued to grow in wrestling circles, Atlanta-based Turner Broadcast Systems, TBS, acquired the assets of the National Wrestling Alliance, the NWA, and a few other wrestling groups to form their own version called the World Championship Wrestling Group, or WCW. Beginning in 1988, Ted Turner's WTBS cable channel began a Saturday afternoon and evening national wrestling show of its own. And wrestling fans from around the South knew many of these regional stars. This Saturday program on WTBS helped to elevate several wrestlers into national celebrities. Enter Ric Flair.
Woo!
A successful high school athlete and high school wrestler, Ric Flair, whose real name is Richard Fleer, got his start in professional wrestling back in 1971. Taking any and all wrestling jobs available to him, Ric Flair would join regional promoter Jim Crockett's National Wrestling Alliance, or NWA, in 1974. That group was focused on events in the Mid-Atlantic region. Ric Flair would then survive a tragic plane crash in 1976 near Wilmington, North Carolina. The then 26-year-old wrestler broke his back in three places and was told that he would never wrestle again. Well, that's wrong. After several months of physical rehabilitation, Ric Flair returned to the wrestling ring with a new gimmick. He started to call himself the Nature Boy and adopted a loud, flamboyant new wrestling persona. He was hated by some and loved by others, but noticed by everyone. Ric Flair added a new finishing move called the Figure Four Leg Lock. With his golden blonde hair and incredible ability to sell matches to his adoring public, Ric Flair became a national wrestling star. When Ted Turner's WTBS cable channel began to feature Ric Flair on national television as the main star of its World Championship Wrestling, it was soon time to take on Vince McMahon's WWF for national supremacy. In 1991, Ric Flair jumped ship for Vince McMahon's WWF and wrestled successfully for that new group for 2 years. But then he returned to his roots at WCW in 1993. Flair was the anchor wrestler once again. And the WCW then started to sign several former WWF stars and launched their own New Monday Night Television show in 1995 to compete at the same time every week with the WWF show on the USA Network. WCW's show was called Monday Nitro, and it aired on Turner Network Television, or TNT. The WWF show was called Monday Night Raw on USA. And from 1995 through 2001, these two competing wrestling shows drew huge ratings for both networks and waged their own very expensive war for top talent. In 1999, right in the middle of the war, Vince McMahon, though, exploited his company's growing television success by taking his wrestling company public. Rebranded to the New York Stock Exchange as the World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, Vince McMahon gained access to plenty of new capital in order to sign top talent and help to squash his competitor. In the year 2000, one source indicated that Ted Turner's WCW wrestling group had lost more than $60 million in 1 year alone. On March 31, 2001, Ted Turner's WCW would officially tap out. It folded as it aired for the final time on television, and just a few months later, it was Vince McMahon's WWE which purchased the WCW name, its logo, and entire video library from Ted Turner for just $4.2 million. Now, this also meant that the 52-year-old wrestler named Ric Flair had once again become part of Vince McMahon's wrestling organization. With his advancing age, this fan favorite Ric Flair's ability to work the microphone and gauge the audiences kept him highly involved as his appearances within the wrestling ring diminished over the years. In 2017, Ric Flair, then the age of 68, nearly died. He was placed into a medically induced coma and was on life support for 2 weeks. Given a 15% chance of survival, Ric Flair refused to tap out once again. He eventually pulled through, but has endured 4 different heart surgeries in the last few years, and he's now sporting a pacemaker. At 73 years of age today, you would think that Ric Flair would be happy to be alive and remembering fondly one of the greatest careers in professional wrestling. His personal trainer believes that the Nature Boy wants to go out on his own terms, though, despite the obvious risks. When he was asked recently if he has concerns about his health prior to this Sunday's match, Ric Flair said, "Nope, I've been dead 14 days on life support." Meanwhile, his old boss, Vince McMahon, officially stepped down from his job as chairman of the WWE last Friday. Reports have surfaced recently that the 76-year-old McMahon has paid millions of dollars in hush money to several women over the years in return for their silence about some personal affairs. After McMahon's departure from the company, the stock price has zoomed this past week on rumors that the WWE might be sold soon to another media company. So July is going to bring to a close 2 eras in professional wrestling. Vince McMahon's reign as a creative leader for the WWF and later WWE has lasted for more than 50 years. From a business standpoint, McMahon emerged as the victor in the world of professional wrestling owners. But meanwhile, on July 31st, 73-year-old Ric Flair will, we hope, emerge from his final professional wrestling event this Sunday and put the finishing touches on a masterful career as a professional wrestler. It's going to be hard to imagine what professional wrestling is going to be like without both Vince McMahon and Ric Flair in the picture any longer. But they've been very good for each other and a lot of fun for the rest of us. You said it, Rick. I'm Swamp Swami. Woo! Come back and see us.
Woo! I've got the style and profile like never before. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo! Right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Woo!